Now, no one can pinpoint exactly when sport became extreme, but somewhere in our athletic evolution, things like motocross, snowboarding, and bungee jumping became more than sports. They are lifestyles. In today's Unger Report, Brian Unger looks at the origins of all this, and here's a hint. Yeehaw!
Those who've chosen a career in extreme sports do adhere to a particular lifestyle. But what separates the traditional from the extremist in today's sports environment is more than just how they live their lives. It's their proximity to death.
And I've had both shoulders redone. A right knee totally destroyed, was out 9 months. Broken jaw, two places.
Last year I broke my shoulder in about three different places, and a couple years ago I broke my leg pretty bad.
If the bravado didn't give them away, they're talking about bull riding. America's original extreme sport, and one of the most dangerous. 35-year-old champion bull rider Michael Gaffney is typical. He's got lots of experience with pain.
Snapped my jaw in half, got stepped on. Big bad hole put in my rear end by a horn.
And even at 24, bull rider Ross Coleman has had his share of hurt.
I've been a lot luckier than most guys, though, to tell you the truth. I've been kind of fit a little bit. Youth helps a lot when you're riding these bulls, because you get thrown down and stomped around hard and just have a lot of bad wrecks here.
And Party Boy, Ross Coleman, hangs on to Party Boy the bull. Let's see what his score looks like.
Here is the PBR, the Professional Bull Riders, an association of more than 700 elite extreme athletes from the U.S., Canada, Brazil, and Australia, competing in over 100 bull riding events each year, for $9.5 million in prize money. How do you win? Climb atop a snorting 2,000-pound bull and ride him with one hand for an eternal 8 seconds.
It's a train wreck waiting to happen. It may not happen, but the possibility is there. Kind of like watching NASCAR, you know. People are there, what, to see a possible wreck. We're humans, you know, and that's the thrill of it.
Gaffney has been riding with the PBR since 1992. At the recent Anaheim Open, he turned philosophical, describing how life changes when a bull rider motions for the door of the bucking chute to open.
Things snap and break and tear, and you might as well be an empty tin can if you get stepped on by one of these.
Gets bucked off, the bull goes down.
Good thing Gaffney's wife is a doctor. Is it worth it? Well, in 1997, when he won the PBR championship, Gaffney took home about $250,000.
Pretty good for Ross Coleman.
Ross Coleman from Redmond, Oregon, 6'1", 180 pounds, blue eyes, is straight from Cowboy Central Casting. Handsome, disarmingly polite, and accomplished for being not quite 25 years old. In 2001, he earned $315,000 bull riding with the PBR. The salary isn't a bull rider's only similarity to less extreme but well-paid athletes.
There's lots of girls out there, too, that enjoy bull riders. That ain't no kidding.
The women, the money, the danger. Now, how do I do this again? The bull's in the bucking chute. I climb on his back, and then what?
The bull's going to be pretty calm in there. He's kind of going to be a little bit antsy, but if you turn that gate open and with the guy on his back, I guarantee he's going to be you. Wild-ass story. So, we gotta do it, huh?
Now, when a story becomes wild-ass, one must reflect on their health insurance. Now, I'm sure my policy doesn't cover bull riding, but for NPR producer Rob Sachs, it's a different story, as demonstrated by his earlier exposures to danger, risk, and intrepid journalism. There was spray-on tanning,
okay, if I open my mouth, okay.
Hair straightening, Krav Maga self-defense training, and skydiving in a wind tunnel.
Good luck, Rob.
I'm gonna go in.
So why not bull riding?
So Rob, do you really think you want to do this?
I actually see people can get hurt in the pen, can't they, when they buck around?
Well, there was a girl last weekend that got on one in the chute at the bull riding last weekend in Florida, so...
If having a cowboy call you a girl doesn't make you get on a bull's back...
I think you're scared.
And here, the graceful bull riding of an NPR producer atop a bull named Mardi Gras. Party.
Okay.
There you go. Just sit on down. All the way down. Sit down. Relax.
All right. Hey! Hey, what's up?
You're
what's
right?
up? Yeah, yeah, that's cool. So then you would nod your head, and then you start. He's really warm.
We get it. Yeah, he's warm. You're all right. Sit down on him. Don't jump
all right,
off.
All right.
You're all right. He ain't gonna do nothing.
You ever trash talk the bull a little bit? He's ready to go. You know, he wants. He wants some. Okay.
Rob, easy. Don't excite the bull.
And the entire time, Mardi Gras the bull and Rob the producer never left the chute. One can only imagine riding him in the ring for 8 whole seconds.
Rob, one doesn't get to ask this question that often of another colleague at NPR, but what's it feel like to have that bull between your legs here?
I kind of like it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we better stop this line of questioning right now.
Okay.
For Day to Day, I'm Brian Unger.
You can hear producer Rob Sachs facing down death in other Unger reports on our website, npr.org.